basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at St. Mary's High School, home of the Rough Riders. Me and Ryan Brown will bring you the JV action here. Starting for the Indians, Hope Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, Macy Day, Whitley Rammel, and which Kanapke is still?
Aubrey.
I'm not sure. I still can't tell which one's which. So.
And for the Rough Riders, number 14, Maddie Anthony, number 22, Emma Burt, number 25, Katie Lucas, number 31, Kelly Grannon, and number 33, Kristen McLaughlin. So we're going to get the tip, and it goes to the Indians first. They'll give it to Day, and she'll cross the timeline. Day will then dribble left, pull back up top to Hope Wendell, over to the wing to Guggenbiller, into the corner to Day. Day will then dribble, find Rammel. Rammel will put up a shot, but hits the under back, or Guggenbiller gets it in the paint, and she'll put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Rough Riders. They'll push the other way. Anthony will bring it up. Like I said, we are here in St. Mary's for the JV girls action. Remember, coming up after this, the varsity game will be simulcasted through Rob Weaver and WPGW. The Rough Riders will bring it all the way across. It goes over the number, I can't see a number, 33, McLaughlin. Back up top to Anthony, over to Burt. Burt has it guarded by Kanapke, into the corner to McLaughlin. Up top to Anthony, over into the corner to Lucas. She'll find McLaughlin, and they'll put up a shot. Up, no good. Rebound by Guggenbiller. She'll give it over to Day, and she'll push for the Indians. They will give it over to Guggenbiller, into the corner to Wendell. Wendell will then bring it back up top to Kanapke. Kanapke will drive, dish out to Wendell. Cross court it over to Guggenbiller in the corner. She'll drive. She'll travel. No call up to Wendell. Over to Day. Day will back up top to Guggenbiller. Over to Hope. Wendell. 5:28 left here in the first. 0-0 is their score. Guggenbiller then drive. They'll find Rammel on a good pass. And that's 2-point back for Whitley Rammel. Get past there. Brawny by Guggenbiller. Find Rammel.
Drive and dish, baby.
Yep. Not a bad idea for the Indians. So Anthony will bring it up. This is over to Burt, into the corner to Lucas. Lucas back up top to Anthony. Anthony looking around, goes across court to Burt. Burt will then find Lucas in the paint. This is out to McLaughlin, over to Anthony again, and over into Gannon in the corner. Gannon will give it to Burt. Burt will fire over McLaughlin. Then tipped away Rammel, and it will stay with the Rough Riders.
Indians doing a pretty good job on the defensive end so far. It looks like the Rough Riders will run a little flex.
Yeah.
Lots of screens, cutting right under the hoop. But the Lady Indians doing a nice job.
Yep. So the Rough Riders will get it into Anthony. Anthony will get a screen by McLaughlin. She'll find then try to throw in McLaughlin. It'll be out of bounds. They'll go back to Indian. So a little pick and roll action there. Brawny and just threw it over the head of McLaughlin.
Whitley Rammel all over it.
Yep. So looks like the Rough Riders will go into a, I'm not sure, just a man press it looks like, but actually it is a zone press, and then we'll give it back into Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller then fired up court to Rammel. Rammel will get it. Then double teamed, picks up a dribble, finds Day. Day will then drive left, find Wendell inside. Wendell loses it. It'll be a jump ball, so it will go back to the Rough Riders.
I don't know. You're better than calling on zones than me.
I don't know if that was a 1-2-2 because it looked like they had one back protecting the bucket. So I'm assuming it's 1-2-2.
And the
a conservative one.
Yeah.
And the Rough Riders turn it away, so the Indians will get back. Day will have it on top. We'll hand it off to Kanapke. looks like they're switching screens too. Wendell will get it and then give it back into Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will look around, give it over to Knapke into the corner today. They will bring all the way around, give up top to Hope. Hope will fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Whitley Rammel. She'll put up a shot, no good, off the back. And then Knapke will be fouled, so she'll go line shooting two. Good rebounding.
Whit across the boards, but yeah. In. Whitley Rammel right there. She's always tough, and Knapke follows her up too. So
Knapke will go line shooting two. That'll be on foul number 22, Emma Burt. Knapke's first one up is no good, so keep the score at 2-0 here in the first. Knapke will get her second. Fires up there, no good, and Guggenbauer come up with it, dishes out 2-1 on top over to Day on the left corner. Day will bring it back up top to Wendell. Wendell will get a screen by Guggenbauer, and then she'll drive baseline, dish out to Guggenbauer. Grace will then find Rammel in the middle. She'll turn right and put up a shot, and he'll be blocked. So it'll go back to the Rough Riders. Good move there by Rammel, I think.
Yeah, well.
They'll give it up to Anthony. Anthony will give up top to McLaughlin. She'll dish over to number 22, Bird. She loses. Gets it back over to the corner to Gannon into McLaughlin. It'll be tipped away by Hope Wendell. So looks like the Indians will go and play in front of the post there, Bronny. So it'll be a lot of over-the-head passes, what we've seen last possession.
And McLaughlin's probably got a good inch or two on Rammel.
Yeah. And then they'll run play to get out to Bert, and it'll be tipped away by Hope Wendell, and she'll give over today, and they'll push. 2:50 left in the first, up to Rammel. Rammel, 15-footer, gives over to Day. Day will get up top the window, over to Knapke, into the corner to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will try to get into Rammel. She does. Rammel then go middle, and then she'll be travel first. So
that's a tough call.
Yeah.
Just spun middle, got double teamed. I mean, kind of got bombarded, didn't see it coming, you know.
Yeah. Yep, so sub Garkey will check in for Knapke. And the Indians are going to be in a press, coached by Jeff Vaughn. Rough Riders do get it in. They do cross half court. Number 25, Lucas, will bring it all the way up, and then she'll be fouled by Hope Wendell. So it'll be two subs for the Indians. It looks like Groovy and Groovy was only sub in, and a three by number 22, Emma Burt. And now we'll give the referees the lead, 3-2. Rammel will throw it over the head to Groovy. Day will give it over to Garkey. Garkey will fire up, no good. Rebounded by Rammel, up, no good. And he'll go back to the Rough Riders. Burt will bring it up. She'll be guarded by Garkey over to McLaughlin. Up top to number 31, Gannon. And Lucas will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Groovy. And it will go back to the Indians today. We'll bring it up. Over to Garkey into Rammel. Back up top to Groovy. Into Rammel. She'll lose to Evers right there. And it will go back to the Rough Riders. She'll throw it up to number 14, Anthony. Anthony will throw it back out to McLaughlin. She'll drive middle. Crazy shot and good. Wow.
A little bit of luck on that one, I'd have to say.
Yeah. And it looks like Coach Vaughn will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Note from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. with either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
And we're back here at St. Mary's High School. Remember, coming up Tuesday, boys will host Southland Sports Cover Radio. Bring you that one Friday. The boys are at Wapak against the Redskins. WPGW will bring you that one. Saturday, the girls are at Arcanum in the afternoon. Then the boys will host Ansonia. So, we got sports coming up.
And Garcia inbound it for the Indians. Over to Evers up the sideline. Back to Groovy. And Groovy will be called with a double dribble. A little confused there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Forgot she spent it, but it's all good.
Yeah.
And Lucas will take it out of bounds for the Rough Riders. Over to Bert. She gets it into McLaughlin. Up and no good. So take it out of bounds again. Inbounds pass deflected. Crowd by Bert. Drills up to the top of the key over to Matty Anthony on the wing. Over to Gannon. Back over to Lucas. Into the post to Anthony. Back out to the top of the key to Lucas. To the corner to Bert. Guarded by Hope Wendell. Rough Riders looking to get in inside. Let's swing it over to Lucas. And then to Anthony. She drives baseline. Up and no good. Hope Wendell brings it up to the Indians. Over to Evers. And she passes up to Groovy, which puts up the three, and it's good. Nice shot.
Yep. It's a wide open three-pointer, and she thinks it's
that'll be the end of your quarter. The Indians tie it up 5-5 with the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We're going to take a break.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? For Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things, and most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Well, welcome back to St. Mary's Memorial High School, where the Lady Indians are taking on the Rough Riders. Reese, what do you think of that first quarter?
I would say the Rough Riders are really, I would say, conservative with the ball. I mean, they're really passing around the arc I've seen so far. And they're just like the Indians. They're trying to get inside to their bigs and make the best move middle or dish it out to a wide-open three like Groovy did. So,
all right with it. And the Indians have the ball. Evers passes it over to Kalik. Kalik passes it over to Luthold. They fumble it around a little bit. Luthold drives left. Hands it over to Evers. At the top of the key, she passes back over to Luthold. And she'll shoot the long two. No good. And Bert will bring it up for the Rough Riders. She swings it over to Lucas. Then over to Anthony. Kicks it back out to Lucas. Swings it over to Bert. Over to Gannon. Gannon passes it to number 14. Up and no good. Kalik brings it up to the Indians. Passes the midcourt line. Passes it down to Lucas in the short corner. Tries passing it down to Hope Wendell inside. Turns it over. Bert with the basketball. Yeah. Swings it over to number 23 in the corner. To Gannon up top. Back over to Burt for the three off the backboard and no good. Luthel takes it up to the Indians. Swings it over to Cog on the wing. Pass it back to Evers up top. Swings it over to Guggenbiller on the right wing. She drives left. Dishes down to Evers on the block. Shot is up and no good, but rebounded by Hope Wendell. Back up and in. Two for the Indians. That makes your score 7-5. Indians staying in the full court press. Collie picks up Burt. Burt passes it over to Lucas on the right wing. Drives right. Dishes it down into Burt on the block, but foul on Emma Collie. That is the Indians' first foul of the evening. Five or four, St. Mary's is on top. 5:01 left here, second. They pass in again at the free throw line. She swings it over to number 23. Passes it back out to Burt for three, and it's just off the front iron. No good. We're going to have the over the back call on Gannon of St. Mary's. Guggenbiller looks to take it out for the Indians.
St. Mary's does have a sub. Kelly Turnick will check back in.
Check back in, so.
Greer will then drive. Dish out to Leupold. Leupold.
We'll give it help you.
Hope. And I've been good. So keep on back. I hope Wendell gives the Indians a 4-point lead.
And Lucas will take it out, passing it over to Burt. Burt drives up the left-hand side.
Going all the way.
Gets shoved in the back by Colling. That'll be her second foul.
Colling's are aggressive. I know that.
Well, just playing a little bit like Big Sis. And Lucas looks to take it out for the Rough Riders. Passes it in again and up at the top of the key. Swings it over to Tennant. Burt shoots the three, and it's up and no good.
She gets her own rebound.
Bounds. Yep. Like we said, foot was on the line. Indian basketball. Guggenbiller looks to take it out. She finds Kanapke. Taking it up, struggling a little bit in the St. Mary's press. Indians, of course, on a 10-second count.
Jeez,
they didn't get very far, I think, to about the free throw line.
Yep, saying Coach Fonz will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back. Indians look to inbounds. They get it into Collick. She takes it up the left-hand side. She gets trapped down in the corner. She passes it up to the wing to Day. She finds Hope Wendell inside. Shoots a two and no good. Burt will take it up for the Rough Riders. Swings it over to Tennant on the left wing. Passes it back to Burt at the top of the key. Swings it down in the corner to Gannon. Back over to Lucas. She passes inside to Burt. She loses it, but Lucas gathers it. Pass it up to Tennant up top. Swings it to Burt in the corner. Swings it back at the Gannon up top, guarded by Hope Wendell. Swings it over to Lucas, then to Maddie Anthony. Back to Burt. Back to Tennant. She drives right. Goes up, shoots two, and that's good. Yeah, it was a nice little drive down the baseline by Tennant. That makes her score 9-7, and the Lady Indians with the lead. Day's dribbling in the backcourt, gets lost, tosses up to Colic to the sideline. Just beat the 10-second count. Colic passes back to Day. She drives up the middle, gets it to Connecticut for a little baseline shot. And she gets
smacked in the arm.
That was a no call. And it looks like Day will then bring it in for the Indians. 9-7 score here in the second quarter here at St. Mary's. Remember, coming up after this, Rob Weaver hopefully will be coming here.
Hopefully.
But we'll simulcast him, and Day will find Canappy up no good. Rebound by the Rough Riders going the other way. Looks like Bert will bring it up. She'll get guarded by Canappy. Bert will then go all way. Puts up a shot and will be fouled, so not great. Defensive showing there, brawny by the Indians, getting easy layup for Bert. So Bert will go line shooting two. First one up is good, so gives the Rough Riders another point, so it's 9-8 here in the second. Remember, coming up tomorrow, boys will host Southam Starfires. And I mean, Brian, we've had trouble with the Starfires here in the past few years, so.
Should have, but we have.
Yeah.
Should be a good one.
Yep. So if you can't make it, always tune in here, but always try to make it through the games, because you know how much it means to me, how much fans would be filled, so.
And with it being a Tuesday game, I've always not liked playing on Tuesdays. No. It's just a weird feeling. Yeah. You know you got to go to school tomorrow the following day. It's just, I don't know. Gets you out of your rhythm.
Yep. And the Indians travel, so they'll turn it over to the Raiders. The Rough Riders. They'll get up from McLaughlin over to Anthony. Anthony will look inside, not there. Gives over to the corner to Bert. Up top to number 25, Lucas. Lucas will get over to number 22, Bert. Bert, guarded heavily by Canappy. He will get a screen, then she'll find the pick and roll again. Up to number 14, Anthony. He'll be good, a two-point layup. So,
perfectly executed by the Rough Riders. They're just screening and getting each other open a bit more than the Indian girls are. They're not looking to help each other out.
Yep. And Ramel will fire it up court to Garkey. Garkey will then lose it, gets it back. Up top two, and throws it right in between Day and Kruby. Right into the backcourt.
So it'll be a turnover, so they will go get it, and then we'll go back to the Rough Riders.
And they just need to calm down and
slow down
a little bit. It's really getting to them. So Lucas will inbound it. She'll find number 31, Gannon, over to McLaughlin. She'll find Lucas or Anthony on the inside. Up, no good. Rebound by Anthony. She'll put up another shot. No good. Rebound by Garkey. Is over to Day. Minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Day will push hard, crosses the timeline. She'll hand it off to Gruby. Gruby will give it back to Day to the corner. Day will then go middle, find Ramel. Ramel will then go right, and will be fouled. So she'll go line shooting two. It should be shooting two.
That's where the Indians have found their, I don't know, best offense this year, I think. But getting it inside to Whitley Ramel, letting her do her thing, or finding her shooters on the outside.
Yeah.
I think a lot of good things happen when she has the ball.
With all teams too, Brian. I mean, if you fucking dish it in, I mean, even the boys' team does it well too. Get into Clay, and then he'll hit P in the corner or Graham. Or it's
they got to help down, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, good basketball all around.
Dish in, dish out, so. She missed it, so it'll keep the Rough Riders with a two-point lead. Ramel, here, second now. Puts it up short. And
I've had a few of those Ramels, so it's okay. I get that.
First time, I think, varsity, and Brady still brings up to me, I airballed into varsity. And, I mean, I airballed way short.
She might have took the front of the rim.
She might have.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was my junior year, and Brady still brings up to me every now and then. So it'll go back to the Rough Riders. I'll give them to Lucas in the corner. Up top to Bert, over to Anthony, back to Bert.
She'll be dripping around. Looks like they might try for the last second. Even though it's 50 seconds left, they're getting to Gannon. Gannon will then go Mill, dish out to Anthony. Anthony will then drive Mill. It's stopped by Wendell out to number 33, McLaughlin. Up top to Lucas, over to Anthony again. Anthony will think about three throws up there. No good. Rebound by Whitley Rammel. She'll give over to Day. 11-9. Hopefully the Indians can tie it up here before the end of the quarter. Day will then have it. Is up to Hope Wendell and to Luthold. Luthold will find Rammel, like, and dish out to Gruby. A wide open two, up and good. See, there it was. I mean,
it's like peanut butter and jelly, man. Can't get any better than that.
They will tie our score with 8 seconds left. Graffiti's having a tough time. Gives up to number 21, Tennant. Tennant will fire up a three up, no good.
4 seconds left.
Yeah, and now we're in the quarter.
So he could add it, you know, a little baseline drive for a nice 15-footer. But,
well,
hey, that'll be your halftime. Indians do tie it up 11-11 at half. We'll be back right after this.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
End of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School. We're going to have a little halftime show. The Indians got it all tied up at 11 with a couple nice jumpers by Faith Gruby.
Yeah.
What did you think of the first half, Reese?
I mean, especially for like a JV action, I mean, there was good and there was bad. I mean, even in the Bars game, there's good and bad. I mean, the Indians looked pretty good, I mean, at times, and then there's bad times where they had tried to rush things and not press. I mean, I really think, especially for JV, and I mean, I don't know. I don't really like the whole thing of pressing unless it's like a die situation. But I mean, it's just like, but I mean, it has to be done. So,
yeah.
I mean,
also, your JV is your preparation for varsity.
And yep.
You know you'll run into it down the line eventually. But
yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, I feel like compared to some of the last few games that I've watched, the turnovers haven't been as bad. I feel like they clung it up there a little bit. They're still going a lot to Whitley Rammel, which I like to see.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of good things out of that.
And then, like you said, good things. I mean, then she dishes out. And then, I mean,
it seems every time she goes to her right, which is it's perfectly fine. And but I mean, there's always that fish out that corner, and she found what Groovy in that corner, I think, or who was in that?
Yeah, I think it was.
Or hit that long two.
Yeah,
Groovy. And then I mean that can be an offense to really for JV, especially. I mean, just get it in and find the open. I mean, especially for defense, they're going to collapse in on the ball. So I mean, that's going to leave wide open shooters like Groovy or Guggenbiller or whoever
shooters.
Yeah. But, so I mean, it's a good offense. I mean, it's always good to have. I mean, that's what we ran our sophomore year. I mean, I never went inside, but I would always be in there, but in the corner. But I mean, it was always. I mean, that's where. You can set your feet good, and you can get the shot you want. I mean, especially where you're shooting too. I mean, that's where I would like. That's where you would have it.
That's
where
you're the best at shooting.
Yeah.
But I've also noticed Hope Wendell.
Yeah.
And in the paint quite a bit more tonight, and I like it. I think she had a couple nice moves down there. A couple. Second chance, you know, rebounds, getting some offensive boards. I like to see that's an aggressive thing.
Yeah, and I really think Coach Vaughn, especially for JV team, he has good weapons inside. He has the Wendell, he has Evers, he has Whitley Raymond. I mean, those are three tall, lengthy players.
Strong players.
And they'll do their thing inside. It's not like I don't think anyone's going to stop them because they're so much stronger than everyone else. So I mean,
like we said, if they keep getting to the rim after a shot's up, I mean, I think it's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
Tough to play with us. So.
Yep. So, coming up the rest of this week, Tuesday, boys will host South Adams. Fort Cover Radio will bring you that one. Friday, the boys are at Walpock against the Redskins. WPGW will bring you that one. And on Saturday, there's two games. Girls are at Arkham in the afternoon, and boys will host Ansonia. So, I mean,
big week.
Big week of sports here in Fort Cover. I mean, if you can't make it to the game, we'll always have it on here at FortCoverRadio.com. I guess we'll talk a little bit about the varsity game coming up after this. Hopefully, Rob Weaver. I mean, last time I said it, he hasn't shown up. So
maybe he's hiding somewhere else. So
I hope he shows up. I would rather listen to Rob Weaver than probably listen to us. So,
no offense. Not to rain on our own parade, but yeah.
But I mean,
man's Rob good at what he does.
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, Rob Weaver is a heck of an announcer.
Yeah. I mean, he has a little more practice on his belt in our defense.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stand up for ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. And, I mean, girls, I mean, I don't know St. Mary's very well. I asked my dad going into this. I said, is St. Mary's varsity ain't good? And he says, I didn't have him yet. So it'll be,
I don't know, but the interesting game.
Come off a big one, though, at Parkway. Took care of business.
Did a lot of good things.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good offense. So we can hope they keep it going.
Especially, I mean, any MAC wins a good win. It doesn't matter how bad it is or how close it is. And, I mean, these people are going down crazy.
Yeah. Johnson is draining threes. I think he had five in a row. And these St. Mary's guys are eating it up.
And it's no good by Johnson.
I mean, like you said, I mean, any MAC game win is a good win, really, especially at this point of the season. I mean, the Indians need it after a tough loss.
Oh, gee.
So, I mean, way to bounce back, and we'll see how St. Mary's is tonight. I mean, I bet they're not awful. I mean, they're just as tough conference as we are. I mean, they got the Defiance, the Salina, Damn Works. I mean, that's not an easy division. I mean, talk about us, our division. I mean, theirs is not much easier for them. So.
Now, we might take a little break and come back to you for a little third quarter JV action.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Faller Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Faller Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full-type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And hey, we're back here at St. Mary's High School, and we're going to talk a little about what we think we should see the Indians, how they can pull out victory here in the second half. I mean, Bronny, I would have to say they have to stay with their, as we talked about, inside-out game and then make the pressure on the defense. And I think they need to take just a deep breath.
Yeah.
And say inbound it on offense. Decipher the press. You know, get it up the sideline. It's always easier to advance the ball at the pass than just to beat some girl one-on-one drilling, yeah. You know. So
And theirs is not a man-to-man. There's not a way to beat just a girl, yeah. Or two. I mean, they're going to bring you traps. And they're
yeah. To beat those double teams, you got to.
Yeah.
And we started off here. Lucas inbounds to Burt for the Rough Riders. Swings it over to Anthony on the right wing. Back up to Lucas on the top of the key. Over to Burt on the left wing. Back up to Anthony on the top of the key. She swings it over to Lucas on the right wing. She drives baseline all the way to the bucket. Gets under it, and she travels. This is a nice-looking move by Lucas. Just didn't know where to go with it. Guggenbiller inbound for the Indians. Pushes it to Kanapke. She throws it up the sideline to Whitley Rammel. She throws it back over to Guggenbiller. She finds Kanapke over the half-court line. Kanapke swings it over to Day on the left wing. She dribbles to the top of the key. Dribbles right. Free throw line. Kicks it out to Hope Lund on the corner. Hope throws it over to Guggenbiller on the right wing. And Kanapke puts up the three, and it's no good. Lucas will bring it up for the Rough Riders, or Bird, excuse me. Anthony on the right wing, she'll toss it into McLaughlin. She'll turn over her left shoulder and put it in for the Rough Riders. They'll take a 2-point lead, 13-11, early in the third quarter. The Rough Riders are staying in there, 1-2-1 press, or 1-2-2, I'd have to say. And Day's dribbling it up. Pass it up to Hope Bundle on the sideline. She throws it over to Kanapke. Gets it down on the block to Rammel.
Ooh,
a nice strong move by Whitley Rammel, but her shot gets blocked by McLaughlin.
That's another strong move. I mean, Rammel, I seen the girl. She put a little jab and turned the girl once.
Blocked, but yeah.
She somehow ended up
getting a block.
Yeah. So, I mean, Vaughn can't be mad about that, but he can be mad about a turnover there. So,
yeah. Day just tosses it into Burt at the Rough Riders. Well, struggling to get it inbounds on the baseline. She swings it over to Anthony on the right wing. McLaughlin on the top of the key. Swings it over to Gannon on the left wing. And they get into Anthony on the left block, and she turns over to Kanapke and draws the foul. And I'll send her to the line.
Probably a body foul, she looks like she had her hands up, so I mean, there's not much more.
There's just a nice quick turn right into Kanapke, and not a lot she could do about that. So Anthony will go to the line shooting two, gives her Rough Riders a chance to extend the lead. She does. Her up. First one up and in. Makes their score 14-11 here in the third quarter. Coming up after this, Rob Weaver will bring you the varsity action. And her second one is up and out.
Heck of an effort by her, though.
Tries to get a rebound. Runs away around the key just to step out of bounds while trying to save it. Guggenbiller inbound for the inning. She tosses it up the sideline to Rammel.
Over her head. And
Rough Riders
out of bounds.
It's off. Oh! They do give it to the Indians.
Awful.
That's it by the...
I forgot they switched.
Guggenbiller inbounded again.
I thought they were going to give that back to the Rough Riders.
She finds Kanapke. She dribbles it up at the top of the key. And they toss it out of bounds. A little miscommunication between Guggenbiller and Kanapke.
So those are a few things. I mean... Yeah, especially it's JV and it's younger. They're trying to learn and stuff. And it's also, I bet it's really hard. I mean, some of these girls have never played with each other and they're still just learning. But just the communication is a big part. I mean, even all sports, it's just, that's how you develop a good team. And I bet Coach Vaughn preaches that. So,
and St. Mary's looks to get it into their center, McLaughlin, and she puts up a basket up and no good. Rebounded by the Indians. And they hit it out of bounds.
Ruby's going to check in for Kanapke.
Copeland will inbound it for the Indians.
And they're going to stay in their press here with the Rough Riders.
And she finds Evers up the sideline. Back to Day. She'll get double teamed right over half court. She passes it over to Evers. To Groovy in the corner for a little long two. Up and no good.
Good hustle.
Oh. Burt pushes it up to Anthony. Who kicks it out to Lucas. She puts it up and off the back of the rim. No good. Evers gets the rebound. Passes it over to Guggenbiller. She swings it back to Day. Day looks to drive. Gets the free throw line. Kicks it out to Evers. He swings it over to Groovy. He passes it to Guggenbiller. Passes it back to Evers on the left wing. Back to Day at the top of the key. She throws it in the post to Hope Wendell.
Good moves.
Up and off the glass. Like you said. Gotta find him. That's the part of the Indian offense right there. Get it into the center. Let him make a move.
Yep.
And they pass it up to Gannon at the top of the key to Anthony on the left wing. She drives baseline. Puts it up. Foul.
Be on the floor.
I'm hoping it's on the floor.
Be a foul Macy Day, so
the referees will keep the ball into their own basket.
Beagle will check in for Grace Guggenbiller.
And Tennant will check in for Lucas.
14-13 our score. St. Mary's does have a 1-point lead here in third.
Tennant will take it out of bounds for the Rough Riders. She passes it into Wayne. For Anthony, my bad. She shoots three up and no good. Day will bring it up the court. Nice quick move by Macy Day. Looking to find someone. She passes it over to Evers at the top of the key that swings it to Groovy in the left wing. To Luthel at the free throw line. She shoots and it's up and no good. Rough Riders did it to Burt.
I mean, to be honest, that wasn't a bad shot. I mean, she threw it long, but I mean, it's a wide open 15-footer. I mean, what coach is going to decline that? So
you got to pull it on that one. Rough Riders get in McLaughlin for an 8-dozen count the bucket.
See, the Rough Riders, I mean, Coach Vaughn knows it too. I mean, we're playing in front, so they're throwing it over top, and that's kind of leading to easy, like, layups, and they're just getting fouled on because we're just trying to push back on them. So,
and they got a nice center in McLaughlin.
Oh, yeah.
She's nice and tall and pretty strong inside. So they got the ball on the wing to Anthony. She swings it over to McLaughlin at the top of the key to Gannon in the left corner. She's looking to pass it. Throws it up to Anthony at the top of the key over to Burt. She'll shoot the three, and it's up and no good. Rebounded by Evers. She passes it out to Macy Day. That takes it up the left side. Swings it over to Luthel in the right corner. Luthel finds Wendell inside. She goes up for it and gets blocked by McLaughlin.
Not much more he can do.
Just looks like a lot of contact there, yeah. Too. Debatable for a foul.
Kind of shots Coach Jamon once, so.
And Burt will pass it over to Anthony on the right wing. Passes it back to Burt on the top of the key. She'll swing it over to Tennant. He'll take a two dribble, pull up. Up and no good. Evers gets the rebound and hands it over to Day. She'll take it over the court. Oh, almost a full court pass. In and out of the hands of Luthel. Out of bounds. It'll be St. Mary's basketball.
Marissa Garkey will check back in for Day.
That was a nice push by Day, but
oh yeah,
I don't know if Luthel was quite ready for it or not. Rough Riders get it in a tenant. She'll try to take it up. Started by Marissa Garkey. Closely. And they get it up to Anthony. She swings it over to Burt at the top of the key. Screen set by McLaughlin. She rolls to the bucket. Stolen by Hope Wendell.
Another one of those over-the-head pass, but we were behind her and
came up with the ball. Shot by Luthel. 15-footer up and no good. Passes back out to Garkey. She'll shoot it again from 15-foot up and no good. Rebounded by Gannon. She'll pass it over to Tennant for the Rough Riders. She passes it over to Burt. She takes it up after the half, over the half court lunge. They swing it over to Anthony in the left wing. She drives baseline, goes up to the left handed layup, up and no good. Garkey with the rebound for the Indians. She's trying to dribble it up, and that's stole by Wayne, and she goes up the left hand again, and it's good. Turnovers are killing the Indians right now. Garkey looks to inbound it, gets it to Evers, passes it over to Luthel. Makes a nice quick move. Up the middle of the court over to Gruby. Tries passing it to Hope Bunnell, gets slapped back away. Now it's stolen by Wayne, or Anthony, I bet. Rebounded by Anthony. Puts up another shot up and no good.
Right there, Brian. I would say that's a great, I mean, great way to break that press. Luthel got in the middle of the court, pushed up to Gruby, and then Gruby tried to find what was a hope in the bottom or on the block. I mean, that's your way to break in. I mean, it was
quick. I think Gruby was open for the jumper on that.
Oh, yeah.
Weinstein. Correct. I'd like to see your shot. Sarah takes a quick shot up and no good from 15 foot. Jay brings it up the court. Indians may be looking for the one shot to end the quarter. There's 23 seconds on the clock. And there'll be a foul on the Rough Riders, number 21, Tennant.
I would say, really, the Indians are struggling scoring because I don't think they're really an outside shooting team other than when they get the inside block, Bronny. I mean, I think they scored 2 points, and I haven't really seen that inside-out action. It's been a lot of throwing it around the top of the key, so.
And Indians throw it right into Anthony's arm. Anthony's arm's on the inbounds play, and she happens to get on the court and miss the right-handed layup. Dave brings it back up the court. Tries to pass it to Collie, but they call another foul on Tennant. But yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I've seen Faith Gruby make quite a few shots, but other than that, yeah, we need that inside-out action. They will inbound it for the Indians. With 6 seconds remaining in the quarter, she finds Evers on the block wide open, up and in for two. Nice inbounds play by Jeff Vaughn.
Pick the picker.
Yeah, right there. And St. Mary's will not get a shot up at the end of the quarter. So that makes our score 16-15, the Rough Riders up by one. And we'll take a break. Talk with you after this.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? For Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at St. Mary's Memorial High School, home of the Rough Riders. 16-15 our score. Rough Riders have a 1-point lead coming up this week. Tuesday, boys will host South Adams. Friday, the boys are at Wapakoneta. And then Saturday, the girls will host Arcanum, and the boys are home against Ansonia. So here starts our fourth quarter. Matthews has the ball, top of key, looking around, picks up a dribble, finds Colleague. Colleague will fire out to Guggenbill in the corner. She'll drive middle and travels. Yep, they would call it. So, took an extra step before girl closed in on her, and she took an extra step, and not much you can really do there. I mean, the passing lane closed, and it's either turnover or turnover. I mean, there's not much more you can do. So the Rough Riders will get the ball back. We'll give it over to Anthony on the left wing. Anthony looking around, gives up top to, I can't see, number 21. Tennant, she'll fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Grubio. She'll push up to Kanapke, up to Guggenbiller, and turned away. He'll go back the other way to St. Mary's. St. Mary's will push, and she'll fire up a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Rammel. Rammel will give it over to Kanapke. 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Kanapke will get a screen by Cog. Gives it back over to Cog. Cog up to Gruby, and top of key into Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dish out to
Knapke up top to Groovy. Groovy over back over to Knapke. She'll go middle with it up top to Colleg. Kyle's going to get screened by Dugan Miller. And then it'll be tipped away, stolen away by number 22, Emma Burr. And she'll pop a shot. No good, but she is fouled. So she'll go line shooting too. Another, I mean, it seems like second half, Brian, he needs a little bit more careless with the ball. I mean, there's a lot of passes going back and forth, cross court.
And I think some of them are kind of just shooting ourselves in the foot because there's shots to be taken.
Oh, yeah.
But they decide to make a ill-advised pass.
Yeah. Or,
you know, trying to get the, I guess, the better bucket, but got to take those shots when they're there.
Yeah, especially like 15-footers, 10-footers. Or
yeah, they're giving them to us.
Yeah, so she misses her first, so we'll keep the lead at 1 for St. Mary's. Ray will check back in for the Indians. She'll fire up her second. Burt missed it, so Indians are still just down 1. They're still in it, so Wendell will bring it up. Had a little trouble with it. Gives over to Groovy. Groovy at the top of key. 5:30 left here in the fourth. Knapke has it. Gives over to Wendell. Hand will be tipped away and going back to Burt. Burt with him push with a left-hand layup. Up no good. Rebound by Dugenbiller.
Good hustle by Wendell. Get a piece of that layup there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that would have been easy.
As a bucket.
Wide open layup. So Wendell will get it back. Crosses timeline. Guard heavily by Burt. Wendell would dish it over to Groovy. She'll get a screen by Dugenbiller, and she'll put up a shot up and good. Wow. I think that went off the top of the backboard.
I think it rolled on the top of the backboard and in.
You don't see that very often, so.
Shooters roll, baby.
And he's get 1-point lead, and St. Mary's will go down there. Anthony will throw up a 15-footer up.
I think
good.
That hit the rim 8 times, so I don't know.
So
backboard just got awful generous.
Yeah. Hope Wendell will bring it up. Gives up to Knapke. Loses it, gets it back. And she'll pass it back. Cross half court, and now be over and back. I'm just a little confused on why Hope Wendell's bringing up the ball and not a Knapke or a Dugenbiller or a Groovy, but
I'm not quite sure either, but
that's maybe what Jeff Baum wants, and we can't go against them, so
I'm sure there's a reason.
Ref Ryers will get into Burt back out to Anthony. Anthony will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Delaney Evers of the Indians. So Indians will get back down 1.
I'm wondering if he's not having her bring up because he likes her matchup better. I mean, Coach used to do that with me in the day, a 6'3 point guard, you know.
Yeah, it
probably wasn't the smartest thing, but usually didn't have as quick of guy on me, you know.
It seems like every possession there's somebody changing on because it was Burt and now Tenet's on her. So maybe it's, we don't know. So Dugenbiller then find Hope Wendell in the paint, and she'll be fouled. There we go. So
I thought that was about to be a no call, and
she got hacked.
Yeah, she got killed. So Hope Wendell will shoot 2 for the Indians. Jeff Vaughn having a nice little conversation with Dugenbiller on the sideline.
And Hope will go line. She can tie it and take the lead here for the Indians. First one is up and no good. So keep the score as is. 18-17, Indians down 1. Remember coming up after this, the varsity game, Rob Weaver? Still no show. Not saying
maybe
bad.
Out somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they have him down below somewhere. We just don't see him. So, I mean, I would have to say, if you'd see Rob Weaver and compare him to us, you would have to send him down. I mean, you could send him on the scores table when he'd, I mean, he's a legend. I mean,
he's a legend.
I mean, a lot of people know Rob Weaver. He's a great guy. And
easy to talk to.
Yep, great guy. So, and Hope Wendell will.
Looked like she kind of got elbowed in the face there. Stopped her dead in her tracks.
Hope Wendell over to Dugenbiller. Dugenbiller drive middle, dish off to Ramland. Great pass, but Ramland wasn't ready for it.
Little spice on that one, but that was a nice pass. Nice little dish down to Ramland, but just couldn't corral it.
So we'll go back to the Rough Riders. Not bad crowd here so far for the JV game for Fort Recovery side. I have to say, it's not too bad, especially for a Monday night game. Rough Riders will get back up top to Lucas over to number 25.
Burt. Burt will give it on the number 14. Anthony into the corner to number 21. 10. 10 will fire up a long two-pointer. Up no good. Rebound by Elaney Evers. Elaney Evers will push it up, give it over to Dugan Bell, and then she'll tip it away.
So, and Jeff Vaughn getting a little frustrated on the sidelines. Yeah. Takes his glasses off and holds his arm, lets the girls know that they clean it up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
I'll let it know.
Yeah. And I bet the girls know he's not happy either, so.
Yeah. I mean, on a ball game tied up like this, you know, got to take care of the basketball.
Yep. It's going to win the game, so Burt will get it for the Rough Riders. Burt will give it over to number 25, Lucas. Lucas back up top to number 31, Gannon. Over to number 23, Minman. Over to number 14, Anthony. Anthony will dribble around, give it up top to number 25, Lucas.
They run a little flex butt.
Yeah.
Anthony was wide open.
And it'll be a foul on Gruby. We'll reach on the back. So it will not be 1-1 yet. So they'll take it out under their own basket. 18-all here in the fourth quarter with 2:17 left.
I never liked this offense. St. Mary's is running with the flex cut. There's a lot of back screens. And if your teammates aren't talking, it kind of leaves you out on an island.
Yeah. And the referees will give it in to number 22, Burt. Burt will give it over to number 23, Linden. Into tipped away by Rammel. And on the floor still, ALBA, and referees come up with it. So Burt will get back, will fire up a two-pointer, up no good, rebound by Whitley Rammel. Rammel will hand it off to Hope Wendell. Hope will push fast, off to Evers. She traveled, but they'll count it, so
take an extra. I didn't see any travel.
She took an extra step, but we'll take it. Number 14, Anthony will bring it up for the Rough Riders. Now the Indians have a two-point lead here in the fourth. Rough Riders have it on the block. Guggenbauer tips up, and it'll be a foul on Guggenbauer, I think. And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great, or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
And we're back here at St. Mary's Memorial High School, home of the Rough Riders. The Indians do have a two-point lead here in the fourth with a minute 23 left.
Crunch time, baby.
Yep. On the floor for the Indians, Hope Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Grace Guggenbiller, Lane Evers, and Faith Gruby. Hope Wendell will inbound it. She'll throw a Hail Mary pass to Whitley Rammel, and she'll lose it, and it will stay with the Indians.
Ooh, Indians very fortunate on that inbounds play.
Throw a little lob up.
Tip and win.
Yeah.
Rammel happened to get a hand on it and corral it.
Hope will inbound it underneath, finds Whitley Rammel wide open. She'll bulldoze her way in, and it'll be a 3-second call. I mean, that's the right call.
It's either that or a travel. I mean, she's about to pick up that foot. So, but they had him right where they wanted her, right on the block. Just held on to it for a second too long.
Yep.
Couldn't get her shot up.
So, referees will get back, gives it over to Anthony on the right wing.
to number 14, Bert. Back over to Lucas. Back up to Bert. Bert will take about three. Gives over to Lucas in the corner. Lucas will fire up a three up no good. Rebounded by Groovy. And she'll foul. She'll be fouled, so that'll be the Rough Riders fifth foul. So we'll keep the Indians off the free throw line. 2018 Indians up two. Beautyville get into Hope Wendell. Hope gets double teamed up to Guggenbiller. Up to Groovy. Groovy looking around, gets double teamed up to Hope Wendell. Hope will dish it off and will be fouled first by number 14, Maddie Anthony. So it still won't put Fort Cover on the 1-1 situation yet. Just only one more, 35 seconds left here in the fourth. 2018 Indians up two. Hope one will get it in two, and that's a, yeah, I mean, you can see the jersey just, Bronny, you can see the jersey just ripped.
She's coming off that screen.
Yeah, I mean, it's either an easy bucket or take a foul, so they'll take the foul, and I'll put Guggenbiller to the line, shooting 1-1. Looks like pushing on to 7 years old real quick. Four. Whitley Rammel. Guggenbiller at the line, shooting 1-1 again. Her first one is up. No good. Rebounded by. She tipped away, and it'll be out in the Indians, so the Rough Riders will get their chance. And it looks like the Rough Riders coach is going to put all the time out, so we'll take one with them. We'll be back with this here on Fort Cover Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Yuri Kopp of Kalk Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalk Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalk Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit calpharmacy.com for details or email info@calpharmacy.com. Kalk Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at St. Mary's High School. 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And he's up two, and number 14, Anthony, will drive all the way up, no good. Rebounded by number 25, Lucas. Lucas will fire up a two, up, no good. Tipped away, and Guggenbiller will come out with it, and should be fouled first. So they'll send Guggenbiller back to the line.
Just got a text from Neil,
and he said Rob Weaver is running a little bit late, but he'll be here in time. So probably some of you are thinking,
yeah.
Thank gosh,
yeah, it's off the air.
So
even if they're not saying it, we're thinking it, right?
Yeah. Guggenbiller go line shooting 1-1. First one is up and is good. We'll get the Indians a 3-point lead. Guggenbiller gets her second. Is up. No good. Rebounded by the Rough Riders. They'll push up to Lucas. Lucas will then be fouled.
I like that foul.
Yeah.
Slow him down.
Slow him down. I mean,
we had one to spend.
I like it.
I think Jeff Vaughn's happy with it.
And Coach Ron looks like he's going to hit a timeout. So keep it here. I mean, geez, we're almost out of commercials. So let's keep it here. Boys come up tomorrow, South Adams. Like I said earlier, Brian, that's always a tough task for us as a boys.
boys program, and we've always had trouble with them. I mean, last year, I think it was their foreign exchange student that
dropped like a 30-piece, I think.
Yeah, on us. That should be a good game tomorrow night. So, can't make it to the game, always tune in to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Boys, they come off a
victory
at Parkway last Friday. I'd say a little bit of a tough game to watch and tough game to listen to, but it was a barn burner, so I mean, you can't really do so much more than that, but Indians do
get good guys coming up on top.
Yep.
So that's all we care about here at Fort Recovery Radio.
And Jeff Vaughn gets his words of wisdom in. Ready Indians are back on the court.
St. Mary's is looking inbound.
Yep. 16 seconds left here in the fourth. Number 22, Burt. Burt will then find and tipped away, and a little confused. They're down three, and we're going to play to get the inside
two-pointer.
So
on the center. But she's been pretty reliable all night, but you'd think you'd find your best three-point shooter.
Yeah,
you'd
want up there and see what happens. So Evers will go line shooting one-on-one. He needs up three. She'll fire rainbow up, and it'll be over the back call. So that puts them in one-on-one. So not a great foul there by Guggenbiller.
And then at the same time, I don't know, Jeff Bond looked all...
I'm not sure. I don't know what his emotion is.
Yeah, it was both ways almost. So I don't know if he forgot it was the three-point lead or...
Yeah, because
I know you kind of forget what actually will take him to the line on a one-on-one.
Yeah. But they can tie it, so that's not... It's a good thing for the Indians. So she makes her first.
But maybe the Indians are going to have to make some free throws there.
Yep. You know, they'd be tough with the basketball. You know, they're going to foul again because there's 7 seconds left. Her second one is up and good. So, and St. Mary's,
nothing but net on both of them.
Know. This was Keepy here again. Tuesday, boys host up Abs. Friday, the boys will head over to Wapakoneta. Always a tough atmosphere there. And
they got a good team, too, you know, playing in the WBL. I remember playing a little ball against them last summer. And, pretty tough ball club. I don't know what they all graduated, but
They're always tough, and they're going to be physical, and we're just as physical, hopefully, and we'll have a good fight with them, and hopefully come out with a victory.
But I always like playing there, though.
Yeah,
you know,
played there twice.
Yeah,
only a handful of times, I'd say. You know,
St. Henry, Lima Perry, twice, and two heartbreakers there, but you won't go there.
Don't want to go there. That's
two heartbreakers there.
They belong to the Indians.
Trevor Vaughn, what?
Met the man, the legend.
A little late to watch his dad coach, but hey, we'll take the support to watch Allie Vaughn.
That's where he's grown
a little.
Well, I can't tell.
I think it's just a comb-over looking hair thing that gives him an extra 3 inches.
Ross Holman check in, too. How about that?
Oh, but the only question is, where's Will?
Where's Will?
World men never know.
You don't know where that kid's ever at. No. So,
Indians looking inbounds.
Yep, Groovy will inbound it into Evers, and she'll be fouled right away. So Evers will go back down and shoot two free throws there in the double bonus.
The Indians got to be careful here. The last time I got a little aggressive on the rebound,
you can't afford to foul, you know, so.
Especially only being up 1 point, so.
But at least we're getting a double bonus here. So. Hopefully she makes 10, we don't have to worry about, Brian, so. The first one is up. It's good.
Rainbow, though.
I like it. So give the Indians a 2-point lead. One is up and no good. And 5 seconds left. The Indians are only up two. Anthony pushing hard. She's going to fire up a long three up and it will be short. So that's going to give the Indians a win.
There we go.
Hey, we'll take it.
Start with the win, man.
Yep. Especially non-conference games. I mean, you don't know what they're really expecting me in, but we'll talk about after this break, and we'll be back after this. You're in Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at St. Mary's High School. Well, at least we've seen Rob Weaver walking on up here. He's been stayed a little late, so, I mean, can't blame the old guy or old feller, so.
careful, man.
I mean, he's a great guy, though.
Oh, I know.
Like I said earlier, I mean, half the people at home want to listen to him more than us, so.
Oh, I guarantee it. But
Indians escape, Ronnie. I mean, it's a little rough second half for the Indians, but, I mean, win to win, especially in a non-conference game, especially on Monday. I mean, just like you said, the boys play here tomorrow night. I mean, especially for a Monday game, starting off the week with a game and then knowing you have to go to school for four more days. I mean, it's, I can't imagine it's just easy, but
having a couple day break, not playing on a Saturday, you know, maybe a Christmas party or two in there, ate a little more than you should have, and come out on Monday a little slow, but hey, a win's a win in our books.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like we said, that inside-out game was pretty nice all night by Whitley Rammel and Hope Wendell finding their shooters in Groovy and Day, Luthold, you know, so on and so forth.
I would say I'd really like the first half more than the second half for the Indians, just like you said. I mean, it was a more inside-out game and game for the Indians. I mean, I don't think we really saw a whole inside-out. I mean, we saw inside a few times. It was never back out to a shooter like Groovy or Day or like you said. But I would say I'd really like the first half more than the second half, Ron.
I think the third quarter was quite a few turnovers. Indians really struggled to just inbound the ball that quarter. I don't know. It's something I think this team needs to work on. It.
Yeah.
Kind of been noticing that all year. But like we said, it's a W in the book, and Jeff Vaughn's got to be happy with it. They'll get back to work, and I'm sure they'll straighten a few of those things out before the end of this season. So
there's not much more I would say we have to talk about. The varsity game coming up after this. Rob Weaver will bring you that one.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.